This is Apollo Control, 11 hours, 30 minutes into the flight of Apollo 8. We have some further refinements on the results of that service propulsion system mid-course correction, the first mid-course correction planned en route to the moon. The effect of the burn was to give us a paracenthian, or low point, closest approach to the moon of 69 nautical miles. We'd been targeting for about 60 nautical miles. This information, of course, will be evaluated further and refined. This is the preliminary flight dynamics officer analysis of the effects of the burn, and we would expect some update to that. The burn also gives us a time of closest approach to the moon of 69 hours, 10 minutes ground elapsed time. The pre-flight analysis had placed that time at 69 hours, 7 minutes, or just 3 minutes different from what we have as a result of the translunar injection and the subsequent mid-course correction. There are 4 mid-course corrections nominally planned in the flight plan, all of which or none of which could be used en route to the moon. And depending on the results of the final analysis on the results of this burn, it would be decided whether or not subsequent mid-course corrections would be required. We would anticipate that any subsequent corrections would be quite small. We also had a brief communication with the spacecraft in the last few minutes, and we'll play that back for you now.